With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Trump administration is turning to other sources of fertilizer due to the ongoing shipping challenges caused by the Iranian war. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett said the administration is looking to Venezuela and possibly Morocco. We've established licenses for Venezuela to produce more fertilizer, calling it an insurance policy against disruption, Hassett said. I'm not saying we can eliminate what disruption there is so far, but we can try to minimize it. Reports also said fertilizer supplies have shrunk as the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran cut off critical nitrogen fertilizer supplies from the Gulf to the world's farmers, sending prices spiking by more than a third in recent weeks. Reports also added that the U.S. currently has duties in place on Moroccan phosphate, and the duties are now under review. Pleas from U.S. farm groups to remove those fees ramped up after the war began in Iran. March 18th was National Biodiesel Day. Biodiesel has been an early driver of clean fuel growth in America and a consistent foundation for farm and food security throughout the 21st century. Clean Fuels Alliance America celebrated the industry's resiliency and looked ahead to new opportunities for growth. Biodiesel helped chart the course for today's clean fuels market and heavy-duty transportation and opened the doors to applications in rail, marine, bioheat fuel, and aviation. That coming from Clean Fuels CEO Donnell Rehagen. National Biodiesel Day commemorates the birthday of Rudolf Diesel, who invented the diesel engine and predicted the importance of biodiesel more than a century ago. Rudolf Diesel said in a speech in 1912, "The use of vegetable oils for engine fuels may seem insignificant today, but such oils may become, in the course of time, as important as petroleum and the coal tar products of the present day." President Donald Trump has issued a 60-day waiver of the Jones Act, which was confirmed by the White House on Wednesday. Reports said the White House formally eliminated the requirements that only American ships can transport cargo between domestic ports. Officials are looking to ease access to fuel and supplies while the Strait of Hormuz remains bottled up by the war in Iran. The White House is attempting to pull multiple levers as the Iran war pushes gasoline prices higher and restricts access to goods that farmers and other industries need to function. Market analysts say the move may only have up to a modest effect on most gasoline prices in the U.S., which now, according to AAA, average approximately $3.84 per gallon, up from roughly just $3 before the conflict began. Oil prices rose higher on Wednesday as signs showed the war escalating further, with global benchmark Brent crude was up over $5 to about $109 per barrel. The National Farmers Union is unhappy that the Poultry Grower Payment Systems and Capital Improvement Systems rule proposed by the USDA's Ag Marketing Service has been postponed. NFU President Rob LaRue is disappointed that the USDA is delaying the implementation of this rule from July 1, 2026 to December 31, 2027. The rule is designed to increase fairness in poultry contracting and payment systems, said LaRue. Growers have long raised concerns about the unfairness of tournament pricing and the amount and quality of information provided to them by poultry companies. He also said the rule establishes guardrails on the tournament system, giving producers more certainty and transparency so they can operate their farm businesses successfully. Broiler chicken growers operate under a tournament-style system where they must compete against their neighbors for the best price. NFU said growers cannot reasonably avoid certain practices that cause them harm. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.